One, two, three. Welcome to SecurityGuyTV.com at Black Hat 2017. What's your name, young man?
I am Chris Pogue, head of security services and integrations at Nuix.
And now the COO?
More or less, yes. I'm the head of security services and integrations.
All right, excellent.
Lots of operations involved.
Yeah, and you were on our show last year, Black Hat.
I was.
Three of your guys on. Fascinating information.
Thank you.
You're going to love what these guys do. So tell my neophyte here, Dorothy, what you guys do.
Okay. Well, Nuix historically started out as an e-discovery company, but then quickly moved into investigations and into cybersecurity. So where we've positioned ourselves now is kind of on an always-on solution, where we handle the full spectrum of the incident lifecycle, from initial contact with the adversary through collections, analysis and investigation, and then post-incident litigation. We have a solution that fits into each one of those components or an entire platform.
Now, what's really cool about you guys is there's some law enforcement people in there, mm-hmm. military, I think,
yep.
like yourself.
I am ex-military.
That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
And so we get this feel from Nuix that there's people that know what they're doing
mm-hmm.
over there.
Absolutely.
And not really cyber first.
Correct.
Investigations first, intelligence first.
Mm-hmm.
Different model, and I like it. I like it a lot. Because I think you can always teach somebody the ones and the zeros, but
right.
you can't always teach people that police intuition, that military bearing, that's something you have to acquire through experience.
Correct.
So
right.
this is kind of one of your models, isn't it? Because it allows you guys to investigate old school, in a way,
mm-hmm.
using technology.
Correct. It is, because investigations really haven't changed, right? Since
that's
Cain
right.
slew Abel with a rock, we haven't had a rock problem. We've had people problems. And
right.
so you have to understand how people interact with the world around them. And
yeah.
so technology now just represents the new manifestation of those historical crimes. So using things like Occam's Razor, Low Cards Exchange Principle, all of those are still, you know, the mechanisms that we use to conduct investigations. We can just do it now at speed and scale that is unique to the security industry, but is no different from a foundational perspective. In fact, our latest CISO, who now works under my team, was the deputy CISO of the U.S. Secret Service.
Oh, interesting.
Retired, came here. His
All
name's
right.
David Smith. It's phenomenal. So we've got former Secret Service agents, FBI, NCA, Australian Federal Police, military, all of us kind of zoned in on this one area that is really helping us to be successful.
I'm so excited about this stuff because back in the 90s, I was doing internet investigations for Yahoo Auctions.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even exist anymore.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
Before eBay. And busting people for selling our props
mm-hmm.
from the Titanic at auctions.
Mm-hmm.
And the legal department was rolling their eyes saying, what is this? What's a hyperlink? What am I looking at here? What
yeah.
HTML? What do you mean that's a website? I would write these elaborate reports in Word where I put in hyperlinks to evidence documents.
Right.
And they thought it was some kind of freaking
it's
genius.
Magic.
But it was the only way to present that kind of data.
Correct.
Too voluminous, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I get that part of it because, like you just said, it's brilliantly said. It's an old problem with technology, but it's still the same processes.
Correct.
You got to have cops. And so when we have some companies that come in and say, oh, I'm an IT guy and I do your investigations, I go, okay, pal.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe, you know, I want to see a cop on the beat.
Right.
So isn't that cool, Dorothy?
Yeah, it's very cool. And this is a space I have seen in my career in Wall mm-hmm. Street, private equity, and in compliance that is not only needed but mm-hmm. Nascent. It really
yeah.
is, because when you think about financial services firms like banks, and in particular, I wanted to ask you about financial crime investigations.
Mm-hmm.
This is not going away with
right.
the dark web, with the increasing sophistication.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, human trafficking, $150 billion industry,
yeah, yeah.
child porn, $90 billion.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of money changing hands.
Right.
So can you talk to us about a particular use case
mm-hmm.
Since you were last here at Black
sure,
Hat
sure.
2016?
Sure.
And what type of knowledge you have garnered since then mm-hmm. that you can then share with clients and help them?
Sure. But going back to your first point, just real quickly, at the end of any investigation, like any police investigation, you have to write a report. So, you know, someone has to read what you've done. And so that's where that, you know, that military and you know, law enforcement background comes in, is communicating what was done.
Yeah.
Right. You can be a super slick IT genius, but have no ability to communicate that to a non-technical
audience.
Well,
they usually don't. And it's not a knock.
Right.
It's a different mentality. It's a different personality.
Right.
Most of my cop friends don't use Quicken to balance their checkbook. They use
right.
the statement from the bank.
Yeah, yeah.
But they can write a hell of a report.
Exactly. And
See?
That's where, you know, you get the convergence of both fields. And what really makes us successful is we can communicate that to whoever our target audience is. Is it a judge and a jury? Is it a CEO? Is it other technical people? Right. So, you know, knowing your target audience, being able to hit that. So back to your question originally before I diverted.
I diverted. Sorry about that.
Is it's I would love to say that the evidence supports that attacks are getting increasingly sophisticated, but it doesn't. Mm-hmm. A lot of the times it's still shooting fish in a barrel. You still have poor IT hygiene. You still have poor network segregation. You still have poor password management, user account management. It's just not being done effectively. And so we have new customers and new crimes being committed and new investigations being conducted. I'm a member of the International Association of Financial Crimes Investigators, so it's an area that's very near and dear to me. It's just not all that different. And so while we see them being larger and we see them being more aggressive, I don't know if that's a function of the media having a more in-depth focus on those sorts of crimes or on the necessity to report those types of crimes within the 48 breach disclosure notification laws, laws in Australia, laws in China, Japan, or if it's a combination, and it's probably more so a combination. But it's still more of the same. It's still shooting fish in a barrel with poor IT hygiene and then an inability to detect attacks. Most organizations don't know they've been breached for anywhere from 250 to 300 days. And when an attacker, according to our Black Report from last year, can be in and out in under 24 hours, that's just not good enough.
Absolutely. I heard 140, but now you've really made me lose sleep. Thank you.
So. No, but the good news is he's, I think, Chris, you're approaching this from a police military perspective, which is we're going to handle it. Everybody stop panicking.
Yeah.
It's not, the sky's not falling. It is what it is. Let's deal with what it is, not with what you want it to be.
Right.
Or what you think it is.
Right.
And if you deal with what is, it's more effective.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right on that. The media wants to, oh, I got to have ratings. It's a virus attacking the world. All right. It's, you know, the sky's not falling.
Right.
And it makes me feel safe when you speak like that, because yeah. I would hire you in a second. Because you're going to get it done.
Right.
And at the end of the day, that's it.
And that's one of the things we're fighting, too, in some of our investigations, is just helping our clients to understand the CSI effect. Right. We're not going to have an answer in 24 hours. You know, taking forensic images takes time. Mm-hmm. Pouring through gigabytes and gigabytes of logs takes time. Now, you can be, we used to say in the Army, you can be faster, you can be accurate, but you can't be both. So we will try to be as fast as we can, but our focus is on accuracy, not speed.
Right. Okay.
And so, you know, Nuix is fast, right? It's a tremendously fast engine, but it's also very, very accurate. And so as post-breach litigation has become more prevalent, we do not want our clients being in a position where our answers are not 100% solid, because opposing experts and opposing counsel are going to eat your lunch.
Oh, yeah, right.
And you have got to be dead solid perfect.
Absolutely. And so that is one good example of that is when a bank database has been breached. Could be an insider, could be an insider paid off, could be an outsider, and that comes to light with the regulators. Mm-hmm. So in that particular scenario, the regulator would work with the bank, internal investigations, and there may be litigants. But to what extent do you have to educate and continue to raise awareness among your clients of the changing regulations? You talked about EU GDPR. New York State Department of Financial Services, for example, with 23 NYCRR Part 500, is a big part of that is incident reporting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very good point you made about maybe it's just simply a matter of more incidents being reported.
Right.
So what is your view? What do you see in terms of the changing regulatory landscape for your clients?
And I love that. And so version 2 of the New York State financial regulation is so much better than version 1. So big shout out to New York. They got it right the second time. I think GDPR is going to be fantastic, because what we faced in the GRC world, right, governance, risk, and compliance, over years there was no teeth in it. So an organization had really no impetus to make those sort of effective changes. But now with GDPR having a penalty of 4% of annual turnover, right, that is enough to shut your doors. And so hopefully compliance will push organizations in the right direction. Now the challenge, though, has always been compliance does not equal security. It never has, and it never will. It is the equivalent of saying you must be this tall to ride this ride, right? And that's really all it should be. Is it's not going to solve the world's problems. It's going to make you not an easy target. Mm-hmm. You're still a target. You're still able to get compromised. You're just not as easy of a target. So hopefully these regulations will push organizations in that direction. Now, another really interesting bit that's in pending legislation is to have someone on the board of directors who is cyber savvy. Now, the SEC is going to state in the regulation that you do not have to have this. It's not a requirement. But if you don't, we want to know why.
Oh.
So that may be something interesting that's going to compel organizations to put cyber savvy members of the board to oversee what's going on. Because in post-breach litigation, you have something called the defensible position of reasonableness, which is debated hotly between cybersecurity experts and attorneys to determine what is reasonable. What's reasonable to me may not be reasonable to you. So that's really becoming an interesting topic to see that flesh out and to see that have some definitions assigned around it.
Chris, we got a minute left to wrap up. What keeps you up at night? What worries you?
The kinetic impact of cyber attacks. Cars, dams, nuclear centrifuges, things that are going to impact human behavior. I think as we march towards more of an integration of technology into our daily lives, we're going to start to see cyber attacks have real kinetic, no kidding, human being impact.
Interesting.
Great answer.
Now I don't feel good. I felt good at the beginning of the interview, but now I'm a little worried.
Hey, the good guys are on it, though.
The cops are on the case.
Right. The good guys are on it.
Chris Pogue at Nuix, NUIX.com. Check him out on the web. Thanks for coming on, Chris. As always, Nuix is always welcome on the show during the year. Check them out at Nuix.com, and thanks for coming to Black Hat 2017 and SecurityGuyTV.com.
Thank you. Appreciate
having
you,
man. Beautiful.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Very nice meeting you.